This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Amazon's new phone dropped today amid much hue and cry. It's got a big screen, it's got a nice high-resolution camera, and it will make it easier for you to spend money buying stuff from Amazon. What it won't let you do, though, is what millions of mobile phone users do in Kenya every single day: pay for almost anything with a simple text message. There's a mobile payment system over there called M-Pesa that is swapping physical cash for digital. Charles Graber went to Kenya for a week and a half without his wallet and wrote about it for Bloomberg Businessweek. Charles, it's good to have you on.
Good to be here.
This is a crazy story, man. You go to Africa with no cash in your pocket, basically.
Yeah, I'd never done that. I'd never gone to Africa, and I'd never paid for anything with my phone.
Two birds with one stone.
Exactly.
How does this thing work? You land at the airport, and what do you do?
Well, you know, they make it really easy to spend money, not surprisingly. Yeah. So you could just you have to spend cash to get your phone.
Yeah.
Once you have a phone, you can get it right there in the kiosk. You then just load it up essentially with – it's like loading up a phone with airtime minutes. And then you can send that that money via text to anyone else that has an account.
So you stop at the kiosk on your way through arrivals at the airport. You go out, and in your story, you get a cab.
Right.
Explain the details of that transaction just as a for example.
Well, it's while I discovered that mobile money is a lot more intimate than cash or a credit card, because
That's counterintuitive, actually. That's really interesting.
It is because it means that you have to exchange numbers with anybody that you're going to give a payment to.
Huh.
So as a result, I ended up with the cab driver's full name and phone number in my phone, and he ended up with the same in his, which meant that anytime he hoped I might need another ride, he could call me or text me. It was like a breakup.
Yeah. Give me a sense of scale here. What's the market penetration, as it were?
It's remarkable. It's something like 93% of Kenyans with mobile phones have this. And it's people sing its praises in a way that you don't usually hear anyone talking about banking. But it isn't.
Less mobile phone.
Much less mobile phone. But the truth is it's an alternative. It's seen right now as an alternative to banking, although it's quickly becoming people's bank accounts. In fact, some people will keep their money on a SIM card and then take that SIM card out and keep it in a cookie jar, sort of as a virtual savings account.
Like under your mattress, practically.
Exactly. And it's a lot harder to find and a lot harder to steal.
Wow. Why does this work in Kenya and not necessarily here yet?
That's a great question.
I mean?
That's part of what I tried to figure out. Partially, it's because they have a tradition of moving money around the country. People send money from the city back to the countryside, back to mom, and they used to do it on a bus. And this is a lot
like on a bus, like they would carry the money on a bus?
Like an actual physical bus. You'd either carry it on the bus or you'd give it to the bus driver. And the roads are notoriously dangerous, and if the bus goes off the road, so does your payment. So this was a faster, easier way to do it. But I don't know why it's not an option in the U.S. I don't. So I would. In fact, I miss it now. You walk out the door only needing your phone, and that's something that it's just one less thing to your wallet's one less thing to forget, I guess.
What happens when you lose your phone, though?
Yeah, that's a great question. But well, you've got a PIN number, so it is protected. But yeah, you'd be pretty naked at that point.
Yeah, no kidding. Charles Graber from Bloomberg Businessweek. His piece about 10 days in Kenya with no cash, only a phone, is in their global tech issue on newsstands now, as they say. Charles, thanks very much.
Thanks, Kai.